And now an explanation to a question often raised by climate skeptics. Why have global surface temperatures plateaued in the past 15 years, while greenhouse gas emissions continue to climb rapidly? A paper published this morning in the journal Nature says the answer is found in a natural oscillation of cooler waters in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. Dr. Will Hobbs is a climate scientist and researcher at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate System Science at the University of Tasmania. He joins you this morning from his home in Hobart. Will, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
I know you've had a look at this paper in Nature, and before we get to the explanation, can I ask you first to explain the conundrum? Greenhouse gas levels have been rising exponentially, but the global mean temperature hasn't risen for 15 years. It seems to have plateaued.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a sort of fairly muted rise in global surface temperature over the last 10 to 15 years, as you said. And of course, this has been seized on by a certain skeptic part of the community as proof that there's no such thing as global warming. What this paper does actually is show that an aspect of natural variability in the Pacific can really explain almost all of this muted trending. And that it's not really evidence at all of a lack of global warming, if you like.
And I'm going to get you to explain why in a moment, but just sticking with that point of why some climate skeptics say, look, the temperatures have plateaued, where's the global warming? I mean, why would we say the globe is warming if the surface temperatures have stayed the same?
Well, the important point to remember, Fran, is that as well as having a warming trend in global surface temperature are these natural fluctuations, these natural oscillations. So we've seen this sort of muted or sort of little warming over the last 10 to 15 years. But if you go back over 50 to 100 years, century scales, we can see that over that whole long-term period, the planet really has warmed. The global oceans have continued to warm for a period of a century or more. And to keep it sustaining that kind of warming for that period of time, you have to be changing the energy balance of the planet.
So does this paper then answer that question, where has all the warming gone, so to speak? Because if it's going on somewhere, presumably it's not lost to the Earth's balance, as you say, the climate system.
Well, this paper doesn't really address that energy balance problem, but as you say, the excess energy that we haven't been able to observe is almost certainly in the deep ocean. We have pretty good measurements of ocean warming down to about 700 meters historically, but because of the technology required to measure below that, we don't have deep ocean measurements. So it's almost so the fact that we can't see that warming in the upper ocean means that it's probably down in the deep ocean.
Okay, but in the upper ocean is where we are looking. Well, we've seen, as I say, the global surface temperatures have plateaued. What is the actual physical and explanation for that? What's going on?
Okay, well, what this paper shows is this mode of variability in the tropical Pacific called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. And it's basically, the PDO is basically El Nino's grandpa. It's bigger and slower. So for the last 10 or 15 years, we've been in a cool phase of the PDO. That means mm-hmm. that temperatures in the tropical Pacific, the region that these researchers have looked at, has been relatively cold. And what this paper shows is that even though that region is only about 8% of the global surface area, it has a much, much bigger signal in the global average temperature. So it really packs a punch. What they've shown is that when you adjust your model temperature to have the correct phase of the PDO over the last 10 years, you actually get a really good agreement.
So what happens if the PDO, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, is cyclical, as you say, El Nino's grandpa, we know El Nino comes and goes in a cycle. What happens when we get to the other part of that cycle, when the oscillation flips? What happens then to global temperatures?
Right, well, that's when we're going to get our payback. That's when we would expect Well, when the excuse me, so typically the PDO has a cycle of about 20 to 30 years historically. So based on that, in about 5 to 10 years, when it flips back to a warmer phase, we'd expect to see an accelerated warming globally, because not just the signal from human emissions, but also we're going to get this flip to a warmer phase.
So all that warming, in a sense, that's been stored in the deep ocean is unleashed?
Some of it, yes. Some of it will stay in the deep ocean for hundreds and thousands of years, but much of it will come back, yes.
And just finally, Australia broke all sorts of climate records this past summer, and it looks like we've had a near-record warm winter too. How does that fit in with this global story of this current sort of temperature plateau?
Right, well, it's almost impossible to say that one particularly warm season or one big storm event is due to global warming. That's incredibly hard to do. But what researchers can do is look at the data and say, has the likelihood of, say, a very warm and dry summer changed? And the answer is definitely it has.
Will Hobbs, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Dr. Will Hobbs is a climate scientist and researcher at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate System Science at the University of Tasmania. And this paper, released in the journal Nature Today, is called Halted Global Warming Tied to Pacific Cooling. And we'll put a link to that on our website. It's 6:25 on Breakfast.